shelter at 911. First, your emergency.
I just shot two guys.
Shot two people?
Yes, they broke into my house. I'm loading a gun on the people right now.
Are they in the house?
Yes, they're in the house right now. They're in the closet. Hurry up, please.
Okay, don't hang up. What's your name?
Rodney Scott.
Rodney?
Yeah.
Rodney, put the gun down, okay?
Get back.
Rodney.
Get back. Brother, ain't you from across the street?
Elkhart, Indiana. It's very small, really small. You don't realize it's as small as what it is, but it is small. Sometimes the only thing here to do is maybe go to the bar, and you don't want to get in trouble here. We have quotes about Elkhart, like you come here on vacation and you can't leave because you end up on probation. Yeah, it's just a small town that seems like everybody knows everybody. I've lived a big chunk of my life on Francis Avenue in Elkhart. I lived with my parents growing up on the other end of Francis. We did move out of the area, but then I came back. As a young teenager, a younger age, I would be at the roller rink. We all did the roller rink thing. We did have a small mall not too far from here that we would hang out at. But there still wasn't a lot to do, so of course we had our parties and underage drinking issues and things like that. At 16, I was hanging out with a good friend of mine, and her brother was also close to our age, and things led to things, and we ended up getting pregnant with Blake, and of course, either one of us were quite ready, so I stepped up to be that single mother that I had to be. Went to school, high school. After high school, went to a part-time job about every day, and Blake did everything with me. Blake was at my graduation. Blake was in my senior pictures. I remember I didn't go to my junior prom because it was practically in labor at the time. It was real close to the same time that the prom was. I did make it to my senior prom, so that was nice, but yeah, it wasn't easy being a single young mother. But I grew up with Blake. Blake was my everything. I've never lived without Blake. He was my sidekick. No matter where I was, Blake was there. I think that's the hardest part, is like we've kind of grown up together. And he's always been a big help, helping with his brother and sister too. That day, I got a phone call that there was an incident that happened a few blocks from our house on Francis Avenue, stating there was a lot of police. So I called my son, Blake, just to see what was going on in the neighborhood, but I couldn't get in touch with him.
I was at school, and I got a call from Blake's mom, Angie, freaking out like there's cops down the road. I have a feeling it's about Blake. Blake's not answering his phone.
I actually did
some phone. I was flipping out. I know my son, and I know my son will pick up my phone call, every phone call. So I felt in my gut something was wrong.
I got to Blake's house. There was a whole bunch of cops and ambulances down the street.
I talked to an officer, but I was denied any information or if it had anything to do with my son. Somebody said five teenagers had broken into a home and that my son was involved. The next thing I find out is pretty much that two of the kids have been shot. One was alive and one was dead. I didn't know if it was my son that was gone, which passed.
Angie left to the hospital to see if Blake was there. And an officer showed up and said that we had to talk to Officer Price, which was the homicide detective. So at that point, we were all, oh my gosh, like something really bad has happened to Blake.
On the way to the hospital, the police station called me. They had Blake. He had been shot in somebody else's home. And so I went to the Elkhart police station. I got questioned quite a bit. I just kept asking to see my son. And at the time, he's 16. I should have been able to see him. They wanted me to sign the paper to have him questioned. And they told me that they were charging him with murder.
The first person that Blake called was me. He called me and he was bawling, talking about how he messed up and he wishes that he would have never done anything. He was just sobbing.
Prosecutors announced four men are facing murder charges. And Judy, why are these men being charged with murder when they didn't pull the trigger that killed their friend?
Well, Brian, the prosecutor made it very clear today. Under Indiana law, when you're in the midst of engaging in criminal behavior and someone is killed, murder is an available charge. It sends a strong message to criminals here that crime will not be tolerated.
We live day to day, and you know, you fill your time out the right way. You occupy your time with the right things and avoid the wrong. You know, it's prison, you're surrounded by negative all the time. Be the light in the dark, you know. Be the one that's different. You know, it's hard.
It's been 9 months already, and I'm still waiting on my trial. I mean, you don't get to physically see your family, you know. You're talking to the only people that are there for you over a phone, over a screen, you know. And it's tough. You're in this big place all by yourself, and you can't even give your mom a hug or your girl or nothing. I wasn't a bad kid. I made mistakes, you know, every kid does. Tried to play sports when I was younger, didn't really like it, didn't do it.
Come on, Blakey Boo.
When I got older, you know, started getting high, stuff like that, and just kinda started hanging out with, you know, guys that were doing what I was doing, so that's all we did, you know, kicked it and got high. That day, I was with Anthony, Jose, Levi, and Denzel. I'd known most of them for a long time, we're all good friends. I don't know why we decided we're gonna break into somebody's house. I think it was money, probably to get higher, I don't know. We knocked on people's houses to see if anybody was home. One house had dogs or something, I don't remember. And then, pretty sure it was Jose had said something, you know, about the house across the street, you know, not being there a lot and at work. So we knocked on that door and, you know, nobody picked up. And, you know, in our heads, that meant, you know, no one was there. At that point, Levi decided to stay back and kind of became the lookout. I want to say Denzel kicked the door in. We went inside. I mean, we weren't in there for probably a minute, you know, not very long at all. There was a wallet and a watch. Just grabbed it. And that's when homeowner had come downstairs and began shooting. We were all in a bedroom, and we turned around, run back in the closet.
I didn't know I had got shot until I grabbed my leg, and it started hurting, and I realized, oh yeah, I was shot. And then I noticed that Denzel, like, was kind of falling, and I kind of looked over and I seen on his chest that his sweater was all red. And then it kind of clicked in my head, like, oh, you know, he got shot. I tried to pull him into the closet and felt the blood on my hand. And that's when he had died.
The law is quite clear that if one engages in a felony, and particular felony burglary, and during the commission of that burglary, someone dies as a result, that we can charge a felony murder. To the future criminals, that message is, gee, if you go breaking into somebody's house and somebody dies as a result, Elkhart County is going to hold you up for murder. And I think that's an important standard to have.
They're going to be raised with criminals for years.
They're going to put them with that kind of time. They're going to go to the worst of the worst.
Because they're max security, because they're murderers. That just makes me so sick to my stomach.
That's too much. I get myself.
That's why we got to keep things going. It helps.
We need some to do a recent summary of the case and what has happened.
When
to put on.
Update the flyers, I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I need to go through there.
We don't want to draw it all out either because they did commit a crime and they deserve to be punished.
Oh, definitely.
It's not like we're just trying to get out of it.
We know Blake did wrong and we know that he broke into that man's house. But charge him with what he did. Charge him for the breaking and entering, even burglary. It's a 6 to 20 year sentence for these kids. Felony murder is stretching. It's cruel punishment to these teenagers. The felony murder rule, it's very outdated. You don't have to prove an intent to killing. I mean, you don't even actually have to do the murder to be charged with it, and I just think that's ridiculous.
All they have to do is prove that you were in the commission of the alleged crime.
It blew me away, and I've been dealing with the legal system for years. It caught me completely off guard.
The day before a trial was beginning, I had myself prepared for the worst, prepared for a guilty verdict on felony murder. But as I went through the trial and the week, and I thought if anything, them 12 jurors, somebody was gonna decide not to send these boys away for the rest of their lives. It seemed like we had a nice juror. It had been fair and decent. There was like 8 females, 4 males. Some of them a couple school teachers. I just had big hope that these people would not charge these boys with something they didn't do.
I got Blake's hopes up because of how good trial was looking. We were talking on the phone those days like, man, we got this case. Like, we're gonna win, you're gonna come home, you're gonna get charged with burglary.
As we sit here today, we have the death of Denzel Johnson, which is absolutely unvindicated. Not one of them truly did accept responsibility. You know, our laws do not come close to addressing what a violent attack, a burglary is on your home. I mean, where do our children feel safe? They feel safe in their beds, and they don't think that people are going to violate that, and yet that's exactly what happened here.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's what this American system is all about. I'm not here to address concerns. Certainly, anyone who's involved in the case from a family standpoint, this is a tough day. But whatever the jury decides, we live with.
At about 10 till midnight, they came back with a verdict.
And as soon as I sat down and they brought out the jurors in, I felt it in my stomach.
I just remember basically when they read the verdict, them saying Anthony's name, hearing all three guilties, and Blake stood up. He looked back and his face was just full of tears, like his face was all droopy, and I don't remember seeing anything else.
Commit a murder. They did not pull that trigger.
That's a tough message, but it's the right message because we have to take a position that when you break into someone's home, you have to be held accountable. It's certainly a verdict that I think is appropriate.
Now an update on a deadly Elkhart County home invasion that took place last night.
Those boys will likely end up serving half their sentences, if that.
Because of day-for-day credit in Indiana, the judge also recommended drug counseling for the three of them since they were high on marijuana the day the home invasion happened.
Now, but their whole case has been going on for about 10 months. Is there any word the families will appeal?
They plan to fight this until the end, so that could mean appeals.
All right, Tricia Hart, live in the newsroom. Thank you.
We'll never get this puzzle done.
Curtis Hill can't catch a real murderer in Elkhart, so he's got to go and make stats for himself. I've always loved the United States. I've always had pride in the United States. But this is not just. That makes you wonder, is this the right place to raise my family?
What kind of stuff does she make? I need
to you... break into a home that you think is empty, you don't have any weapons, you retreat the entire time when somebody comes in. How can the United States put a child, no less, not an adult, but a child in prison for that amount of time to completely destroy their life, their family life? And I understand that this child should be punished. There's no doubt in my mind that that child should be punished. But
people that actually kill somebody,
yes, are getting less time than this child that made a bad choice. And he needs to learn from that. But
it wasn't murder.
It was not murder.
I mean, I can't even get on the internet sites where there's a story about this because people make me sick with the way they're locked these thugs up. They deserve everything they get. You don't know these kids. They're not gang members that have been running the street. This is his first offense.
This case has already cost us a lot of money. Paid our first lawyer $15,000. And now we're starting all over for the appeal. We have to find a new lawyer, which is probably going to cost more than that one did. So we're having the prayer rally slash cookout. We're supplying the meat. Everybody's putting aside. We'll have a jar out there. We're going to try to raise more money for the appeal. It's going to be a long, expensive process.
I want to thank each and every one of you for your support. We appreciate everything you've done. Appreciate you coming out here today to enjoy this beautiful Labor Day with us. And we would like to give something back now and give some thanks to the good Lord. I ask, Father, that you look over these young men and give them the strength and courage they need to lead others in hopes that they can be a light in a dark place, Father, and that they can lead others to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You guys ready for some kickball or what? Hello?
What's up, son?
You got a lot of people out here that showed up, man. A lot of people showed up here to support you, yeah, and the cause. It's gonna seem worse, but it'll get better, you know? Well, I'm pushing on Catherine, okay? She's mugging me.
No, I am. She
hasn't took her eyeballs off me. All right, son. I love you, Blake. Keep your head up.
Hello?
I missed a big part of Blake's life that I've spent in prison. They call it the Department of Corrections, but there's not much. It's not really set up to correct anybody. Most of the people I know that have spent time, long, long prison terms, don't come out much better than what they were when they went in. Now, there's no preparing yourself for that, but I try to talk to him and prepare him to be ready to deal with what he's going to experience. He's a strong kid, and I know he has the right intentions, and I know he'll do the right thing, but I'm scared for him. I can't even find the words. I don't want him to experience the things I experienced and make the choices I made. I wish I could, you know, push a button and make all this go away or go with him and protect him every step of it. I'm home and our family's reunited and we're all together, and it's what we've all always wanted, and he's been taken away.
A long time ago, all I remember is, you know, watching cops on TV and like seeing them help their community and all the things that come along with being a cop. I wanted to be a part of that. You know, I wanted to be helping people and putting the bad ones away and, you know, all that. I was actually getting law enforcement credits at the Career Center. And then in the middle of all that, Blake got arrested. At first, I didn't really talk about it with a lot of people because most of it was, you know, you're stupid for staying with him. And so I didn't really talk about it in law enforcement class. But when I did, it just made me want to cry. Like, it was bad. They were just thugs, and they deserve to be where they are, and if they get life, well, then so be it. That was just a lot for me, especially since I've been dating this kid for like a year, and everybody knows, and they just still decide to talk about it. It was hard. I just don't feel like I could ever be a part of law enforcement. I know I should have pursued it and made a change, but there's just something about it that I just cut everybody off.
Dusty, what are you studying?
Triangles.
Oh, I seen that you were looking triangles up on the iPad.
Oh, yeah.
You must have been having trouble with your homework.
This is confusing.
90 plus 26. That's two angles. This whole situation was really, really hard for Destiny. When she was born, she was diagnosed with an astrocytomas brain tumor. They say that it was not operable. It's spread out. It's not like a one-spot tumor. It's different spots all over the brain. The doctors were saying she was going to be blind. You know, they thought she probably wouldn't even make it till 5. She started chemo right away. She's been through a few rounds of chemo through the years.
What time is it?
I love it. We can go. Yeah.
Yep. 8:24.
But she pretty much quit when this all happened with Blake. That was her rock. Blake did a lot. Nope. He went to chemo, did the medicine with her in the middle of the night. Very involved with Destiny. So when this situation happened, she refused to take chemo pills. She just stopped. So we had to have a meeting at the hospital with the nurse, the doctor, us, and we all discussed what to do in the situation, and we chose to let her take a break. So she has been totally off everything, but she still has the brain tumor. Every 3 months, we go to the hospital, get an MRI, check on it, make sure it's not growing any. Unfortunately, we kind of got a little rough news that there was a little bit of color difference, which means that it could be active. But we're gonna just watch it, and hopefully we'll just stay on break and we won't have chemo.
Oh, wait, I'm getting out. Go.
All right, I love you.
I'll probably not see you
yet. Destiny. All right, I'll be here at what time? Pick you up. Oh my gosh. I love you.
No, you don't.
Bye, Destiny.
I just want to remember the day there was a life lost here, and a young man, too soon, way too soon. Denzel's mama will never be able to hug him again.
Amen.
Amen.
We could all just bow our heads for a minute. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on this holy day just to ask for Denzel's family, let their grief be short, and just let them know that he's in a better place. Come here not only for the Elkhart 4, but know that there's another angel up there in your heaven. And just help us push every day to fight for what we know is right. We just thank you. Son Jesus Christ, precious holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Denzel's mother had come and visit me. I didn't know how the family felt about what had happened. You know, I didn't know if she was gonna come up here and, you know, yell at me, but she told me, thank you for staying with Denzel while everything was happening.
You know, he was 21 years old. That's young. You know, had so much life. And now, you know what I mean? And I told his mom, when I get out, I will not mess up. I will do right because I feel like I'm doing it not only for myself, but for Denzel as well, because he's not gonna get the chance, you know? And I mean, I feel bad every day. I feel bad for the homeowner. And I feel like a lot of people don't, you know, really don't look at him.
I'll let you later. He had all the right to do what he did. We were in the wrong 100%, and I don't want him to think anything different. He did what he had to do. That was our mistake. And I'm sorry he has to live with that for the rest of his life.
Destiny!
Destiny Tyann!
You excited to see your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I get really anxious. Yeah. My stomach starts to hurt like right before we go in. If I look good, or if I look weird, or everything's got to be right.
Oh, this is one of the boys now. Anthony.
$10.17.
Hi, Ann.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Ann.
That was Catherine Destiny. You're on speakerphone.
That was it, everybody.
So how's it going? You okay?
Man, no, I feel like I had a heart attack, man. I'm kissing like a motherfucker.
Watch your mouth. All you guys, your mouth has gotten bad.
Everybody's doing all right, though?
Yeah, Catherine's being a butthole because she thinks that we're lost.
You mean a butthole? She's just driving straight. We could be in freaking California by now for all she knows, but no.
I'm kind of glad that I had Blake first because now I'm having a girl because I have Catherine now instead of Blake right now. Woo! So, what is wrong with you? You're having chest pains?
I don't know. I've been hurting this all morning, but
I'll be Girl, you need to worry about it because I could be serious. Probably should tell the nurse or something.
I ain't know that.
No, you need to do that. I'll pay for it.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna pay for it. You need to get it checked out. It could be serious.
Much love, Anthony.
Bye.
You keep your head up and you study for that test.
I did.
All right. Love you.
This is my Blake song.
Oh gosh. How many times I hear that all the way?
Love is all we need. Blake told me that he would never put me through him going to jail for 55 years. But I have never thought about breaking up because we gotta stay strong for each other.
Destiny! Destiny, honey, we're here. We gotta see your brother. Come on.
Nervous.
You're okay.
I don't get to see him every day, so I gotta look good. It's like a date.
Yeah, every 14 days, huh? With his mom.
Elkhart 4. So obviously a big story in our area, very high profile.
But a controversial case from the beginning.
I get aggravated when people call them thugs because they're not thugs. They made a bad choice at 16.
I think they did the crime, they do the time.
To be in jail for that many years, there was no murder. People who murdered people get out in less time than with these boys.
It sounds like the courts approved some briefs from the friends of court. Sounds good.
Jeez. You're clicking the wrong one.
The wrong button. Thank you.
Appeals court approves two supportive briefs. Several groups not directly associated with the Elkhart 4 have asked to file briefs in the appeals.
So these are people that just asked if they could put their two cents in and the judge approved it?
Each of these amicus are being filed in support of Blake and Levi. It is easy to guess that they will be relying on recent scientific evidence differentiating the adolescent from the adult brain to support their submission to the court.
Huh. So I'm assuming the judge could say, no, they don't have nothing to do with it, but they're accepting it. So I guess that's really good news, yeah. And I like
Hold
this.
Hold on, he's calling.
Tell him I said hi.
Blake, to accept charges, press 1.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Maybe we should call the lawyer and ask her these questions about these updates.
All right.
She's usually really good about letting us know everything anyways, but... We're bothered on a Saturday.
I know. And probably if she doesn't want to be bothered, she won't answer. Kind of like everybody else. Yeah, hi, Kara.
No, it's hard to make stuff happen for me here.
All right, fine. I was by myself a ring.
Give me a minute.
I'm just kidding. Calm down. I wish you were here.
We had some questions on the appeals.
Yeah, what's going on?
We've told you about the blog for the Elkhart 4.
Yeah.
Let me just read you a little bit of it. The Indiana Court of Appeals approved the inclusion of 2 amicus briefs submitted by Friends of the Court, supporting the appeals filed by Blake Lehman and Levi Sparks for their 2013 felony murder conviction. So I guess we're asking exactly what does that mean?
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, all that means is that the people that filed those briefs on their behalf, they're
going to
go ahead and consider them.
And that's
so
good.
Are you hopeful at this point?
Yeah, I am. I think we have a pretty good chance.
Hey, what time are you going to call me later?
10.
10?
6.
Okay.
Okay, how about 2:30?
10:30.
2:30, then 10:30?
Oh, like 4 and then 10.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Why don't you just ask me? Why don't you just tell me, like, call me a 4 or call me a 10?
Come on. Anthony Sharp's case, Anthony didn't raise the same issues that we did, so...
Oh, because he wasn't a juvenile.
Yeah, he didn't. He could have, though. You know, the research shows it's not just 18. It takes... You know, all the way up to 1920, 21 to fully develop the brain.
Right, right.
His attorney didn't do that, so.
I'm worried about
that. I know. We can't do anything to help him.
I feel like he's getting left behind.
Yeah.
I miss you too. Be good. And keep your head up and call me at 4. I'll punch you in the nose. And...
You have 1 minute left.
I love you.
Oh, I love you,
Dad. I miss you too. Okay. Bye. Love you.
I have a lot of faith in her.
I do too. And she does sound pretty confident. I like that.
This is my first visit right here. It was the first time I actually got to give Catherine a hug in like a year, over a little over a year. She's always been there for me. And it helps so much to look forward to that, to have someone to call, to have someone to talk to even just, you know, complain about your day or hear them complain about their day. And I want to show her that, you know, I really do mean what I say. I really do mean I want to be with you forever. You know, I'm not leading you on. I'm not doing anything like that, you know. I proposed to her. You know, I kind of can't do it, you know, the normal way in here, but I called my grandma and told her, you know, hey, tell her you got a T-shirt or something, you know, have her come over to the house and, you know, give her this ring for me, and, you know. And I'll, you know, I called her later on that night, you know, or I called her earlier that day and told her, you know, like, will you marry me? And she obviously said, yeah.
Rick moved out. It's just a lot of stress in the relationship. It was overwhelming for him. You're locked up for this many years, and you get out to your child locked up, and you're now on the other side, and where before it was always Blake visiting him. We argued sometimes about money because he didn't understand. He didn't even know how to control the lights because he never had to. So, like, I would come home and every light in the house would be on. You know, and I wouldn't complain about it because I knew in the back of my head, I'm like, gosh, that's because he's been locked up for so long. He didn't understand finances. I think it was easier for him to walk away and just leave the situation and not focus on what I have to focus on every day. How do you feel about your MRI?
Crappy.
Crappy?
Because I don't want to go in there and sit there for an hour and then have to go to the eye appointment. No. I'm tired.
Me too. Thank you.
You're welcome. So close.
I wonder if that's Blake. It is.
Did he remember?
I don't know, maybe. Hi, son. Hello, thank you. What's up? How are you? Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Right, because Destiny was like, did he remember? Sorry, son. I need to talk to the doctor. Oh. I love you too, son. I miss you a lot.
Now, there's a battle in Indiana for the job as the state's attorney general.
That's right. Curtis Hill has prosecuted cases in Elkhart County since the early 2000s, but he's looking to start a new chapter in his political career.
Hill argues the skills for an attorney general are very similar to that of a prosecutor.
There's fact-finding in that. There's investigation review. There's determination of wrong conduct and right conduct. And then you expand that to an entire state. And the idea is to create a tenor of safety for as many people as possible.
What's that, sir? Listening and understanding.
How much do you care, truly care, about that individual that you have to put somebody
I can't wait to wake up next to you in bed.
When we talk about
it's hard not to get discouraged.
I don't want to forever be labeled a murderer, because when I go out to get a job, they look up my background, it's going to say murder. It's not going to say felony murder and tell them all about my case. It's going to say murder. You know, now a lot of people will look over that. My earliest possible release date is April 3rd, 2040. That's my earliest possible release date. I don't think it takes 27 and a half years to figure out, okay, I fucked up. Okay, I need to change who I am, mindset, to be better, to change and succeed in society, become something. For me, I know it didn't take that long. Hell, I feel like I'm ready now. I've been down here 2 years. I'll do some more time on top of it, though. I committed a crime. I'll sit here, you know, that's part of the consequences. But 20-something years, you know, I feel like that takes away from the things that you decided you were going to change, you know. And you're surrounded by negative. You're surrounded by fighting. But you have to continue to keep a good mentality, like, okay, I can do better. I can still become something in life. I imagine myself in an apartment, you know, hell, probably with a kid, you know. And this is where I am. It's sad, it sucks. Over time, it just kind of wears you down and wears you down.
Your visit's here.
Okay. Thank you. That's one of my biggest fears, is, you know, like, it messing up my mindset, and I have less regard for getting in trouble going, and then let my family down. And that's not what I want to do. They're there for me, and I need to continue to prove to them that I'm, you know, I'm doing right.
Baby bird. Baby bird. Yep.
You know, you had many a boyfriends before Blake that I did not like. Did not care for. They were completely unrespectful. And Blake came in here day one, and I told you the first day that I liked him. He's got a really good heart. He made a bad mistake. Yeah. And the last thing he needed was for people to walk away from him. He deserves a second chance, just like everybody deserves a second chance.
And we're very proud for sticking with Blake, because, you know, and he's a good kid that does not deserve this.
Yes, he was a good kid. And we are going to fight. We are going national. We are going to get all the research that we can on all the other cases.
Yeah.
And I'll always be Blake's friend. I'll always have a place in my heart for Blake. But do I think that I want you to spend 45 years holding your life for Blake?
No.
No. That's not what I want. Take his phone calls. Be his friend. Hold his hand. Never stop being that boy's friend. But you're going to have to move on with your life. No. You can't wait 40 years. You know that. Obviously, Catherine is very passionate about Blake and loves Blake with her entire heart. So it was an extremely difficult conversation. But I felt that as a mother, I need to make sure that she's okay, because she's obviously my number one. I also wrote a letter to Blake and asked him to let her go, because it's not fair to her for him to expect her to stay with him. but he'd had no intentions of letting her go either.
The Indiana Supreme Court is pushing back an appeals hearing for three of the so-called Elkhart Four. The court was scheduled to hear arguments this Wednesday in the appeal of Blake Lehman, Levi Sparks, and Anthony Sharp. It will now take place in late February. The men's attorneys will have 20 minutes to explain why the court should toss out their felony murder convictions or at least lessen their sentences.
Hearing that the appeal didn't go through was extremely hard. Times are hard right now. There's a lot of money going out.
Yeah, we actually had to get a loan. It's been a long process. And Blake still does need to be taken care of. I know some people say, well, he's fine. They don't need money. Well, they don't. You know, yeah, they get their three meals a day. Do they have enough hygiene to last? No. Do they get a paper for free? No. Do they, you know, they need all that too. So I still have to take care of Blake also. Unfortunately, we can see him every 2 weeks, but I've had to postpone every 2 weeks. Like, I can't afford to do every 2 weeks, unfortunately. I have a used vehicle that's older, and we did have that incident of going to see Blake and the vehicle breaking down, and we're, you know, me and the kids stranded in Indianapolis. There's a lot of risk, too, of driving 4.5 hours. It's really hard because I'd be there every 2 weeks. And if we live close, we'd be there every 2 weeks. and so that's kind of upsetting sometimes to know. I mean, there's been times where I didn't even have money on my phone. And when he calls, that's heartbreaking knowing I can't answer the phone because I don't have money on the phone. It's very heartbreaking. And same with the other boys. It's like, you know, Anthony calls a lot. And it's hard for me all the time to answer his phone call. Sometimes I just don't have the money to answer it, you know.
How much was that bag of candy?
$3 because it was.
So doing this for another year or so, to see if we can get in front of the Indiana Supreme Court, it's not going to be easy. Take care.
My parents struggled a lot with the fact that I was gonna stick with Blake no matter what. I mean, they want me happy.
But Blake's not my friend. I want him to be my husband.
And I would never give that up.
Letting her stick by him was really hard. But the two of them were gonna get married whether we wanted or not. So you just decide that you're going to do what you want, and we're going to be right here beside you, whether we agree with it or not.
And I do feel someday he'll be my son-in-law, and I'm okay with that. Blake won me this at the Indiana Beach. Just found some stuff up there. Alcohol stashed up there.
Busted.
I guess that's what happens when you move. You find things that you forgot were there.
Moving out of my parents' house is a big step.
Blake, you're supposed to be doing this too.
Step I did, I wish I didn't have to be taken alone, but maybe he'll be there when I graduate college and, you know, so there's always something else to look forward to that he can be there for.
It's my motivation, basically. Get through this just to get him home and start my life. The greatest equation. All of the love in the world plus compassion and trust times infinity divided by you and me minus where I'm at now equals Blake and Catherine Lehman forever and always. That's cute. I got that back when he was in county. Got a lot of stuff.
Tonight, major new developments. The Indiana Supreme Court will hear arguments this Wednesday in the appeal of three of the so-called Elkhart Four, Blake Lehman, Levi Sparks, and Anthony Sharp.
Hi. Scared, nervous? Yeah, see what happens. So, in the morning, I mean, I figure we should be up by at least 5. And on the road no later than 6:30. That gives
tomorrow going into the Supreme Court. Not really sure what to feel. I mean, the worst scenario could be them sticking with the felony murder law and him doing 45 years. Or he could be coming home. They could just dismiss the case. And so I don't know what to feel. I'm trying not to get too excited. Judge and our lawyers will argue our point of why felony murder should not have been applied to Elkhart 4. The felony murder rule is very controversial. From state to state, it changes the wording. It's not very clear on who should be charged, who shouldn't be, should we charge juveniles, should we not. And in the Elkhart 4 case, I think a big part would be there was no intent for harm, there was no weapons involved.
Whether to be excited or scared or nervous or throw up, it could go anywhere.
They might not drop everything and be like, okay, you can go, but I have faith that my viewers will get dropped to something a lot less.
Can you explain to me exactly what this court can do?
They're going to grant or deny transfer, and then if they take it and say this is not felony murder, then it goes back to juvenile court in Blake's case.
We're hoping that the Supreme Court will drop the felony murder rule against them and charge them with the crime that they actually did commit. What's that?
So bad.
To hearing the argument, the appellants are Blake Lehman, Levi Sparks, and Anthony Sharp, Jr.
Indiana's felony murder statute uses the action verb kills, and it refers back to the felon. So it's the felon who must do the killing.
Not the victim of the original crime.
Not the victim, Your Honor, yes. And then we have the question of whether this is even felony murder as a matter of law.
You can kill by causing death. You don't have to pull the trigger. You have to cause death. And if you cause death by plunging a knife in someone's breast, yes, you've murdered. If you cause death by not warning someone, the bridge is out, you've killed.
They did try to target a house that they thought was empty. They went in unarmed. They were trying to limit the harm.
They weren't trying to avoid it. If they were trying to avoid it, they would have stayed home. But 16-year-olds are old enough at least to know this much, okay, that if you burglarize someone's home in a way that makes them fear for their life, then you are guilty of felony murder if a death results.
The Indiana Supreme Court did not decide if it will hear Blake Lehman's case. It's just simply heard arguments. No timetable for decisions been released. We'll continue to watch for developments.
I don't like being alone. It's boring, sad. I work a full-time job, top coat doors, and they'll come off the machine and I catch them and place them on the skid and take the skids over to shipping. But even though I'm working a full-time job, I can't really go out and do things like I used to be able to because I don't have the money. I pay rent, truck payment, and then on top of that, I have Blake, which is about $500 a month. I mean, I spend commissary, gas to get there, phone calls. It costs $3 a phone call, and he calls me 3 times a day, so it's a lot of money. And then I get on Facebook, and I'll see my friends start families and go off to college, move to California, and me being kind of stuck. This is definitely not the life that I expected I would have when I was littler.
Goodness. They're gonna be so happy. The boys are gonna be so hysterical. What would have known the graduation day though?
Right,
the same day. Same day. How, yeah. So exciting. I don't think he's here yet. I don't see Levi or him.
The Supreme Court has overruled our game.
And he doesn't know yet.
He doesn't know.
Oh my God, I'm gonna pass out.
So excited. I almost feel sick to my stomach even.
Cause it's not real.
Do you know what this means?
Oh my gosh.
You get to have a real wedding.
Oh my God.
You get to have a real wedding.
Oh my God, I see him.
Hi guys, hug.
Hi.
Bye. So we got to talk to you guys. The Supreme Court decision came back. You guys are no longer convicted of felony murderers.
We won.
I'm waiting for this so long.
I want to cry.
Cry, man. Cry. Cry, man. You're not a murderer, man.
Man. Thank you, man. Thank you. Man, get that shit back. Man. Thank you. Thank you.
Even though.
The Indiana Supreme Court says Blake Lehman, Levi Sparks, and Anthony Sharps did not engage in any dangerous, violent, threatening behavior, and nothing about their behavior was the cause of their friend's death. A judge will resentence Lehman, Sharp, and Sparks for the burglary conviction. The maximum for that is 20 years, but with day-for-day credit and time they've already served in the last 3 years, they might only have to do another 6 years. The one name left out of the Supreme Court opinion is Jose Quiroz. He pleaded guilty before the trial and because of that was not able to appeal. He's currently serving a 45-year sentence, but I am told a public defender is trying to get him less time since he was 16 when it happened.
I'm so scared of him.
You're scared or just anxious and nervous about what's gonna happen?
Yeah, I'm scared. Like really bad.
Do you imagine how he's feeling and how we feel? I bet he is like a mess.
At least he got himself in this situation.
That's true.
I gotta go up there and I'm like, please don't kill me.
You're more scared about all that, the whole court.
Yeah, like, what if I'm the one that gives him 20 years in prison because of something I say?
There's not much you can say that's gonna influence the judge's decision. You know that.
Yeah. You going up there as a character witness, the prosecutor's job is to lower my character, make it look like I am a bad person.
But how can they? You work every day. I mean, you have been there for Blake for 3 years. You've done everything. You'll be fine.
For one purpose, and that's for justice for these boys. Let them be charged for what they did. Lord, be with us all today. Give us strength. Give these boys guidance when they come home.
Amen. I hope he comes home. Time served. But even if he has to do a couple more years, we've won. This is what we've needed. We've got him to the burglary charge that he deserves. So even if the worst comes to worst, just a couple more years, and we're ready for that.
were you feeling going into this?
Nervous. I didn't know what to expect. I was expecting the worst. I was hoping there was no way the judge would max him out. But we got justice today, and that's what we wanted. That's where we've been. 10 years since? Can't ask for nothing better. He's got a year and a half time cuts after he finishes the PLUS program. So we're looking at it maybe 3 months. He'll be free. Yeah.
3 months.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, son.
Did you schedule a visit for tonight?
Oh my goodness, I'm like sweating. I'm just so anxious. Oh, been waiting on this day for a long time. All right, I think we're good. Try to make sure everything's ready. I know, boy. You anxious too? Are you gonna see Blakey? Baby bird. He's flying free now. It's finally ending. It's almost over.
Out of here, JP. Stay out of trouble, man. All right, hold up. You good? What'd you say, Rhino? What'd you say? You need a hug? All right, man. All right, guys. Be cool, y'all. You'll hear from me soon. Yeah, I know. I ain't coming back.
It's been 3.5 years, you know. I just don't know what to expect. Kind of nervous, you know. When I walk out those gates today, the entire Elkhart 4, I want to put that behind me. I want to be Blake, you know, I don't want to be the Elkhart 4 kid.
Blake! Blake! Oh, you... I know!
Yeah. Yep. It's an overwhelming sense of love, you know, just to see everyone tie together like that and just come together for that cause, you know, for me. And I think the only real way to say thank you for all that support and love is to do right, you know, is to get out and do the right thing and not disappoint. You know, I can stand up and say thank you, but actions speak louder than words. And for them to see me do good, that'd be the ultimate thank you to all of them.
Thank you,
bro.
242576.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Good
Thank
luck
you.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you.